We're going to find out a little bit more about Riders defensive end Willie Jefferson.
I really want to know.
Joining us this week on the Piffles podcast, we have Rider Willie Jefferson. Willie, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate you having me here.
Oh, our pleasure. First off, when you came back up to Canada last year, why did you choose Saskatchewan to sign with, and why again as a free agent here in 2017?
I know the fan base here is really backed by the community, and then just Chris Jones and the coaching staff, and then I know like the history of here is just football, so I just wanted to come just play football in the football town, just like back at home.
Having been here for little over a year, what's your favorite part of being a Rough Rider so far?
Man, the fans, you can go anywhere and find a Rough Rider fan, so I'm saying you go to Montreal or Ottawa or BC, like where you know like the fans back there, team a lot too, and then you just find Regina fans or Rough Rider fans, stuff like that. It just make you just want to play a little bit harder for the team.
Kind of a two-parter here. You changed up your jersey number, and you're going to wear number 7 this year. Why number 7, and did Kevin Glenn have to offer you anything to get that number back?
Oh, yeah, it was kind of like a long little conversation, like back and forth between me and Kevin, and then like a long conversation back and forth between me and the equipment man, Gordy. And it's just KG texted me one day and was like, oh, man, I need that 5 back. And I was like, I'm going to need something for it. And he was like, yeah, man, I got you during the season, man. Whatever you need, I got you. And then I was like, all right, man, you can have it. And then once it was that, I was just asking Gordy. I was like, I wanted a single-digit number, and I didn't know what number was open. And he just sent me like a list of numbers, and I just picked 7. Because just, you know, like, who doesn't want to wear a single-digit number? So I was just taking that and just ran with it.
Now you got to have a list of things that you want from Kevin Glenn this season, right?
Like I have a plethora of things that I want from Kevin Glenn this year. Just, it doesn't even matter. Just if I see it and I just be like, oh yeah, I might ask KG to get that for me. So, breakfast and stuff like that. It's nothing major, but I'm saying it's all funny games about the number change and stuff like that. So as long as he's happy, I'm happy with the number I got and just is ready to play ball.
Now, you mentioned Chris Jones when you came back. That was one of the reasons why you wanted to sign here. A lot of people here actually don't like Chris Jones. What can you tell us about him? That because obviously the players seem to like him, so there's something about him that the fans don't see. What draws people to Chris Jones?
It's just his attitude. He wants to win every game. He's a hard-nosed coach. He's a player's coach. I'm saying he knows every player's background, personality, like his flaws, his, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And I'm saying it's not like he just comes to work and just yells out plays and then yells out orders and stuff like that. Man, he talks to just pretty much everybody. I'm saying if he see you walking in the hallway or like walking on the field or something like that, he'll just run up on you and then talk to you and stuff like that. Or just like if he'll see you out in the city and stuff like that. You never plan to meet Coach Jones in the city or just like out on a regular day, you know what I'm saying? But if you run into him, like, he'll talk to you and just talk business, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be about football. It just be about life and stuff like that. So I just found out through me meeting him and him finding me to play football in Edmonton and stuff like that, I just love the way he coached, and I just love the way he just is him.
Now we have the new stadium built. Have you had a tour of it?
Oh, man, I've been all around the stadium plenty of times and gave tours and toured around it just to do myself and stuff like that. So
what's your favorite part of it?
I'm saying not besides the locker room, just going upstairs like to see where like all the media stuff and stuff is done like that and stuff, and just the view they have, like, so I'm saying like they're like right behind like bleacher seats, so like they can just like see out like from under the seats and stuff like that. So, like, see the jumbotron and just see the field and stuff like that, just walking around and just seeing like the wind blowing, the flags waving and stuff like that is just amazing.
So we know that in most locker rooms, music is pretty important before a game. Who on the team is going to control the music this year?
I don't really know. I'm like right now, since we're just working out and stuff like that, and it's pretty much me or AC. But I'm saying other than that, I don't know. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to come back and just want to listen to like the Canadian, you know what I'm saying, hip hop music, like the Toronto music and stuff like that. And then there's going to be people coming back want to hear the club songs and stuff like that from the States and stuff. So I'm pretty sure somebody will get in there and just like make a little mix and just have everybody just satisfied.
So we have a little section on our show. It's the Piffles player profile. We like to get to know about the person themselves. What can you tell our listeners something about Willie Jefferson off the field?
Off the field, I'm a real people person. I'm saying, like, I like to laugh, joke around and stuff like that. Real movie buff. I pretty much go to the movies, like, every weekend. I love to eat, love to cook, love to shop. I'm saying, like, I like fast cars and stuff like that. So I'm saying, like, if you see me out in the open and just ask me anything, I'm saying we pretty much can do anything. So I'm really, like, just like an open book.
Now, is there one skill that you have that people don't know about you?
I'm saying, I don't know. I'm saying, other than me just being, I don't know, just be me being me.
Like, you're just good at everything, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm saying, I don't know. Like I say, man, I like to cook in my spare time. Like, I do gymnastics and stuff like that. It's a lot of stuff that I just do this on the regular, just me.
So if it wasn't professional football, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Probably this. Honestly, this is what I went to school for. So I'm saying, like, I'm comfortable being, like, behind the mic or being behind the computer, like, looking up stats and stuff like that. Like, that's what I did in college, like, for the last 2 years. So whenever it's over, like, I'll probably be up in here doing this.
TSN needs to give you a call when it's all said and done.
Ah, man, like, I hope. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
So what music is on your phone right now? Do you have any guilty pleasures that you care to share?
Oh, yeah, man, that new Rick Ross, the new Future. I listen to a little of Drake, Young Dolph. I'm saying, I listen to my boys back at home, stuff like that, man, the homegrown music. Got to give a shout-out to my boys back in Beaumont, like everybody. I'm saying, my boys, all the young boys doing music and stuff like that, it's popping out there.
Now we got the 2017 season starting up pretty quick here. I know players don't like training camp. You got the two-a-days and everything, we're not going to ask about training camp, but what's your favorite part of leading up to the season?
Just the, like, the motivation everybody gets, like, after, like, the last preseason game. Like, they know, all right, like, you know what I'm saying, the final roster's being made, you know what I'm saying, practice roster. You know, so I can really get to just, you know what I'm saying, put on a jersey and, like, show my skills in front of everybody, like, on TV, and just, like, make plays and stuff like that, like, solidify your spot in the CFL as a player.
And I know ultimate goal is Grey Cup. Does Willie Jefferson have individual goals for the season?
Yeah, man, always. I'm trying to be the 2017 sack leader. Like, I'm trying to have, like, all that. Like, most, you know, I don't know, like, most tackles. I know it's a lot of tackles. Like, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to lead the league in sacks. Trying to lead my team in sacks. All that. All-star, Grey Cup champ, all that.
And final one here for you. What can the fans look forward to this season, 2017, with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
They can look forward to a fast, physical, motivated, real energetic team, man. Like I'm saying, this year, like, we are locked in, like, from the offensive line to the quarterback to the defensive line to the safeties, man. I'm saying, like, everybody is ready to just play, get out there, and do their part to win for the team.
Willie, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.